We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Sometimes it's just nice to wake up with a big old smile on your face. Good morning from the Breakfast Bus with Spezzano and Sandy on 98.9. The Buzz.
I can't stand this. It's just so nice out. 99 to Buzz, Spezzano and Sandy. Good morning. Happy Friday. We're going to kick off the weekend. Scott Spezzano, Sandy Waters, Rochester radio morning show hosts for the last 20 plus years. So happy to be here. So grateful to be here today.
Yeah.
So well rested and ready for the weekend.
You're such a liar.
I'm pushing it so hard. I can't keep my eyes open.
I know you are. You just need a day.
That's all I need.
Sleep.
I just need it. Oh, yeah.
You okay. Might be driving into work right now this early thinking the same darn thing. Hopefully
right.
You get that this weekend. Look. But it's such a busy weekend. There's so much to do. Fairport Canal Days. You got the Fast and the Furious. You got the Greek Fest.
Greek Festival. Yeah, all kinds of stuff going on. And it's National Donut Day.
Ooh.
There's... For some reason, I got thinking about driving in this morning about some of the things when I was a kid, right? Mm-hmm. I don't know, mm-hmm. Just little things. Little things trigger things when you're a kid. You're thinking about stuff.
Yeah.
And then you see something, you're like, oh, you see it. Even a little plastic something by the side of the road made me think of stuff today. And I was thinking about way before I got into radio that, now maybe you could think of this. Stuff you thought were true as a kid, which you realized it wasn't quite right there.
Yeah. Okay.
Because when I would hear a song in the morning while I was listening to the radio, for instance, like for the school closings or something like that.
Okay.
I thought that the band had to get up early and play the song.
You did?
Yeah, like they had to get up like, oh, I'm up early. They had to get up early to play the song too. Like I thought every song that was played on the radio
was live.
Yes. I didn't know the difference between a live sound and bands and clapping and yay. But I think about that.
How old were you? Before I judge.
Young. Very
okay.
Young.
We're not judging.
You know, 18, 17, something.
Yeah,
No.
I know. Somebody probably told you once and you were so stinking gullible.
Probably. Because, well, I was young at that time. I don't know. I was trying to think of other things. Maybe you could think of one. But I always thought that turning on the light in the car, like, you know, the indoor... Or, you know, the inside.
Yeah, the dome light.
Yeah, the dome light was all so, like, illegal. Especially at night when you're driving at night.
Well,
no, turn the light off.
You're not supposed to, are you?
No, it's not illegal.
I think it is.
No, it does impair your vision, so you shouldn't keep it on all the time.
That's
not
why
illegal.
You could get pulled over for that, can't you?
I don't think so. No.
Oh, my parents used to tell me that, too.
Right, that's exactly that. And the tag on the furniture, you rip it off, you go to jail. I think to this day, there's tags on stuff.
Like, on the mattress, especially.
Yeah, right?
Oh, God.
I don't know. Just some laments as I was driving in. How about you?
Oh, Scott is all nostalgic today.
No. Okay. It's Spezzano and Sandy. If I need a double shot of espresso, I wish we had one of those fancy machines here. Because
you need it.
Girl needs a mainline, some caffeine.
Poor thing.
I know.
If you if your kid has ever said to you, you know what, I'm not sure. I think I want to follow the non-traditional path. I think I want to, I don't know, work for myself, be an entrepreneur. Buzz Business Pitch Tank is designed especially for you. Brandon T. Adams will give you and your kid some advice.
And we're going to bring your kid in and put her on the hot seat. Leah. Entrepreneur, no college, freaking mom and dad out. We get them all together here in just a few.
Hey, got a business idea? Got a cool invention? Cash Tank with our investor, Brandon T. Adams. 818-2899.
Yay! Here we go. Brandon T. Adams on the buzz. Hi, good morning, Brandon. Welcome. Hi, live from...
Good morning. Live Nashville, Tennessee.
Nashville, Tennessee. All right, what's going on with the voice memo you left Sandy yesterday?
What? Oh my God, Brandon? I get this voice memo from Brandon. Now, you know, if you've been listening, Brandon's suggestion, anytime you want to reach out or connect with somebody, he suggests you leave a voice memo. Okay, because it's more personal, whatever, whatever. So I get this voice memo from Brandon, and I'm listening to it. Brandon, this is what it sounds like. Okay, Sandy, so what the hell is he doing? What's happening?
Multitasking.
Epitome of multitasking right here.
Oh, look what I got. What is that?
Tell me you were out for a run.
Please.
So I was, it's funny. I almost said, because I was like walking fast to a meeting. There was traffic everywhere. But even Leah will tell you, I've done voice memos and videos while running because I wanted to get my thought out.
Right, exactly. Okay. Your executive assistant, Leah, is on with us also today. Hi, Leah.
Hi. I was trying to tell her that kind of voice memo is very normal.
Yes, really.
Leah, to catch everybody up, is my daughter.
Yes.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And Leah does now, after having Brandon on the air with us so many times. I mean, we've connected so many people to Brandon. It's awesome. And if you ever want this connection, just email me and we'll get you on the air with us. But long story short, my daughter now works for him. So today's topic, and we invited you in with us, Leah, because so many moms and parents say this to me once I explain, Leah, what Leah's doing. Mm-hmm. She decided not to go to college right after high school. She's going to try to make it on her own, be an entrepreneur. She's always had this entrepreneurial spirit.
It started with bath bombs.
Yes.
So when I say that, all these parents have been more recently saying, hey, my kid is saying the same thing, that they don't know what they want to do. They feel like they have this entrepreneurial thing going. And they want to start their own thing. So we thought we'd have that be the focus for today.
I love it. First, Leah is the multimedia manager and video production manager of Brandon T. Adams and our companies, which is huge. And she's 18 years old.
Yeah.
So like age does not matter. And she graduated high school, what, a year ago? And so the power of, you don't have to, I want to share this and we'll get the thoughts from Leah. We live in a world where if you want to become a business owner, you want to go on endeavors, you don't have to go to college right away. Mm. You do not have to go to college at all because you have access to so much knowledge from YouTube through going to trainings, going to events. I mean, you could go to college, you could spend $50,000, $100,000 a year, mm-hmm. or you could go right into your endeavors and maybe spend $30,000, $40,000, not even that, learning while also making money and putting yourself in a position to be way farther than somebody that went to 4 years of college. Now, I get it if you're going to corporate world or something else, but as an entrepreneur or an individual making money on their own endeavors, you don't need college. Mm-hmm. And so, Leah, the conversation she had, like all parents were like, oh, are you going to go to college? What are you going to do?
I go to college.
Leah came to me, and you get backstory. 2 years ago, she came to me, and she had advice for her bath bomb business. She's like, hey, Brandon, what do you think? I gave her some advice, and then I'm like, do you want to internship? and she followed up, and that she worked her way up to where she's at today, and it led to a great partnership. But she said to me, Brandon, what do you think about me going to college? Because she described high school. And I said, Leah, I'm not going to be the one to persuade you because I think you have to make it up for yourself, your choice that you're going to do. But I'll tell you this. Here's this option. Here's this option. Both could work, but here's the different ways, pros and cons for each. And then she was the one that made the decision. But I want to throw it to you, Leah. What was the ultimate thing that you said, hey, I don't want to go to college. I want to go and pursue business on my own right out of the gate?
I think it just came down to pros and cons because depending on what degree or what major you want to go into, you might not need to go to college. So I felt like I had such a great opportunity working with you and already the connections that I was making that I felt like I would get that from college too. So I think it's just whatever feels right for you. College never really was something that I was like super excited about or looking forward to. And so I felt like if I'm already doing this with Brandon, what more is college going to teach me? And also this degree, you don't really, to be in this field, you don't really need a degree like you would if you wanted to be a doctor or a lawyer or something like that.
Right,
so
exactly.
That kind of, it was a long thought out process. I had to get opinions from all my family members. I did end up deciding not to, just from literally making a pros and cons list.
And a year later, are you still confident that you made the right choice?
Yeah, I can't even imagine myself in college right now, because I did get accepted into the college I wanted to go to, but I wouldn't have made the connections that I've even just made within the past month if I moved out to that college. So I'm still very confident in my decision, but I never say that I'll never go back.
That's
her
good.
Grandpa might be listening. That's why she said that.
Okay, yeah, yep. Got to throw that in there. What would you tell parents when your kids come up to say, hey, I'm non-traditional?
I think here's what I look at, and here's what happened. I mean, I'll tell you, when I went to college, I was a typical college person. I got a 1.68 GPA my freshman year. I got kicked out of the dorms because I was disrupting the whole building. I got a big fight. And I was drinking alcohol every day and doing drugs.
Mm.
So I really, like, for like a couple of years of my college career, I wasn't really progressing.
Yeah.
I was spending money. I was incurring debt and all these different things. Now, you go as an entrepreneur endeavor, you learn from your mistakes. So I would tell them, let them go and figure it out for themselves. Let them fail. Let them, even if they fail and make mistakes and they lose $20,000-$30,000 in the process, that's still going to be less than what they would have paid for a college tuition. And let me tell you, they're going to learn more in the process. And by the way, they're going to have opportunities to make money. Yes, you can make some money at college, maybe work a part-time job, but it's likely not going to be what you could do by focusing 100% on your endeavors. It'll be worth so much more in the long run, in my opinion.
That's great stuff.
And every kid is different. Some kids need college. So if you're college, don't worry.
Oh, absolutely.
If you're not going to go, you have to actually do stuff, though. That's the biggest pill to swallow. It's just you're on your own.
Right. Yeah. There's a lot of lessons there, too.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And Leah, you're doing great. I'm so proud of you. And Anthony, Scotty's son, my goodness, he's kicking ass, too.
He's kicking ass and taking names.
In real estate.
Yeah. I can't even give him advice. It's great. It's the best.
No, he makes more. Anthony makes way more than Scott already.
Probably. His net worth is probably five times.
Yes. And Anthony's 24.
Yeah. Brandon T. Adams, thanks, man. People can find you anywhere. Just type in Brandon T. Adams.
Just Google me. Find me everywhere.
Rise and Record is the event coming up in October in Nashville.
October 17th to the 19th. Go to riseandrecord.com. And also follow Leah. Check out her podcast.
Yeah.
Decision Day Podcast.
Decision Day. Just Google that and follow Leah. Give her some love on TikTok and through anywhere you get your podcast, especially the Odyssey app. All right, guys. Break. Love you. Have a great week.
Love you.
Thank you.
9 to Buzz, Spaziano and Sandy.
Next week, actually, for the Buzz Business Pitch Tank, because we do it every week, we got Colin coming on. He's 19 years old.
Oh.
Just decided he's not going back to college next year.
Uh-oh.
And he needs help from Brandon. So
okay, we'll get him on his right course.
Yeah. And if your kid wants to come on with us, let us know. Okay, is this the one time that we'll cross town lines? No, I should ask it like this. Is this the one time that somebody from the east side will actually make a point to come to the west side?
Good morning. It's Suzanne and Sammy on The Buzz. You know, weather-wise, it's going to be perfect for one of the, you know, festivals that happen in town. It's tomorrow. Sunshiny skies, a little windy, but 72 perfect degrees.
Is it going to be a little windy?
A little windy at times.
Every time I have my daughter's birthday party, it's windy. Without a doubt, every time. So I apologize to everybody. Oh, my gosh. Okay, so what's your favorite festival? Because you know how every town, pretty much every town, for the most part, has their own little festival. Like, it's Fairport Canal Days this weekend.
Yes, it is.
Do you cross over towns? Are there certain towns that you're like, nah, I don't want to go that far.
Don't go that far.
Nah. Yeah, and I'm saying that because I know that's what you Eastsiders say.
No, I've been to, it starts with what kind of time and planning you got, right? Then it's like, oh God, there's that going on this weekend. Let's go.
Is it the festival itself, or is it just let's just do something this weekend? Like, what's going to draw you to a West Side festival, let's say? Because I feel like it. I don't know. Correct me if I'm wrong. 818-2899. If you go to the Fairport Canal Days this weekend, you're going to see a good mixture of West Side and East Side.
Oh, sure,
you're
going to
see people outside of Fairport.
A lot of people do that,
Right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that's true for a West Side Festival.
You see a lot of people from Fairport there, you mean?
I don't know. Anybody who lives in Fairport, do you make a point to go to the Hilton Apple Fest, let's say, at the end of the season? Have you ever been to the Hilton Apple Fest?
As we try to create division between our great city here, call us up at 818-2899 because Sandy's got this bone to pick about Eastsiders. This is a thinly veiled attempt at trying to smack East Side versus West Side. I get this.
It's been around forever. Like, it's not new. I'm not trying anything. It is what it is. We talked about this even just yesterday. It is genuine question. I'm just asking.
I have, in my personal experience, gone to a bunch of different festivals, whether it's city festivals or West Side festivals. I've been to the Hilton Apple Fest. I mean,
so you're not biased.
I go to Barnard, you know, watch the concerts, even though I didn't go last year because Ellie, you know, still kids. But this year we're going.
Okay.
You know, so bands at Barnard. Yeah.
You are open to all festivals.
I am.
Oh, that's so good.
Why not?
That's so
good. Are you? You dare step out of your boundaries of the West Side?
Oh, my God, I'm always on the East Side. I pretty much live on the East Side. But don't live on the East Side. Don't belong there. They don't want me living on
there. Oh, sure you do. Hi, The Buzz. Good morning.
Hello. How are you this
good,
morning?
Good, man.
Great. You guys are talking about festivals.
Yeah.
There's a festival in Lima next weekend. The German festival is the 88th year of the German festival.
Oh, yeah. Wow. I've heard of that. It's in Lima?
It's in Lima. It's next weekend, Sunday. And we put a lot of work in, and we have a great time. Big band out of Buffalo. Lots of German food. So we got the music, the food, kids' activities, all kinds of things. It goes on. It's a one-day festival, but we usually draw a huge crowd out there.
Wow.
It's a lot of fun.
Oh, that's awesome. How many people, when it was like the festival of all festivals, and you guys were like astonished by the number of people, do you have a gauge or a number?
Yes, usually between...
Huh? Wait, you cut out. Say how much?
1,500 to 2,000.
That's big.
So it's not a Fairport. It's not an Apple Fest size. It's not a town. It's just we're part of the German Federation in Rochester. And like I said, it's a 1-day event. We go through a lot of beer. We go through a lot of sausage. We make all the potato salad and sauerkraut homemade. So we do that all this week coming up. It's a lot of work, but it's a lot of fun.
Okay, so now I have just a totally random question. This might be TMI and inappropriate, but it just came to my mind as you were talking. I'm assuming, are German yourself?
Correct.
Okay, so maybe you can validate this survey that I just saw yesterday.
What?
You can tell me if this is credible or not. They say that they say that German men have the highest, like the most amount of men who sit when they, you know, are German men.
Do you pee sitting down?
Do I?
Yeah.
Personally, no, I'm still young, but as they get older, they definitely do. There's a lot of members of the camp that do.
This is what they say. German men are the sit sprinklers, they call it.
In the conversation, it's funny you're saying this. I've had this conversation before, and it's more about just cleanliness in the bathroom and a little respect for other people in the household. So
I heard it's a law in Germany where you gotta sit and sprinkle in the men's room.
It's a law?
Yeah.
Oh, that I don't know. Are there less urinals in Germany when you go around? I think so.
I think I'm going to pull stereotype. I think you Germans are so drunk standing up at urinals that you're just have great aim. No. So therefore, they make you all sit down. How's that sound?
I'm going to say they have so much experience they never miss.
Yay!
Well, thank you for being respectful.
German Fest in Lima. What day is it?
That's going to be Sunday, June 11th. It goes on from 11 to 7. Music starts about 1, and we'll have tons of food and music and a lot of fun for everybody who shows up.
Let's see if Sandy can finish his. Ticky-tacky, ticky-tacky.
Ticky-tacky-toe.
Oh, no!
What is it?
Oh, that's funny. So I guess she has to show up so she can learn the words.
You
right?
Got it. You got it, man. I'll just leave it at that. She'll have to research it. Thanks for calling The Buzz. Thanks for calling up anytime. All right, man.
Yeah, great.
Okay, bye. You didn't even remember that?
No.
German Fest? Have you ever been to the Oktoberfest up at Duran Beach?
What is it?
You maybe come over on this side and check it out?
I have been there. Uh-huh. What is it?
Oh, no, I was just going to have to look it up.
Oh, God, that's going to hurt my head. How do you Google that? Chat, GBT, ticky, 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 tacky,
no, no, ticky, tacky, ticky, tacky, and then see if you can fill in the blank.
Oh, good heavens, someone call.
The Breakfast Buzz in the morning, 98.9 The Buzz.
You know when you're driving and all of a sudden you get that pain, like you got to poop really bad?
Oh my gosh, what a way to start a conversation.
Well, it's 98.9 The Buzz. I think it's happened to all of us. You're in the middle of driving. You're like, oh, ouch. You're like, ow, 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 ow.
Like so many of us are like slowly backing away from this conversation.
Oh, and you're the one who one who brings up German men sprinkle sit.
It was very coincidental that I just saw that statistic yesterday, and
I know the dude called.
Okay, anyhow.
And how funny is it that I didn't bring it up because I thought you'd like you're so immature, and then you bring
it up. Well, you are immature.
Well,
but
you
that's,
bring
I guess
it up.
Why we love you? Okay, fine. What happened? What's going on? What's going on with?
Well, you know when you're driving and you get a pain and you got to poop.
Did it happen to you this morning? Like, what are you wearing?
It was the other day. I was taking the 3-year-old around, and we went to the Universal Pre-K screening day.
It was so great. Exciting. Where they have to give them a test.
Yeah, they just kind of play with them a little bit just to get a vibe on, and then they decide the school to go to and all that stuff. So that'll be in the fall. And. So we go to, like, okay, after that, my wife's like, gotta go. I work for a living. I'm like, oh, okay, there you go. So it's like noonish, 11:30. And it's weird. It's like, usually she's always into like going to Wendy's or going to McDonald's to get some lunch. Nope. Didn't want to. I'm like, okay, let's go to the playground. So we go to the playground and we're at the playground and it's dreadfully hot. There's one tree. And there's nowhere to sit. Every place to sit is in the sunshine. And it's like, whew, she's playing. I set my alarm for 15 minutes. I'm like, okay, we got 15 minutes and we're going to go. Well, about 7-minute mark, about halfway through, I get the rumbly and the tumbly. I'm like, oh, my God.
Oh, no. At a park?
Yeah.
There's nowhere to go at
no,
a park.
I didn't know where the restaurant, I think. But no, but like if I start wandering around to look and then I've got to bring her and I'm like, ow. I was like, okay, it's time to go. Oh, look, there's my alarm. And I pushed the button and it's not really on. I'm like, okay, let's go. I'm like, daddy's got to go home. We got to go potty. She's like, yeah, daddy, I got to go potty too.
Oh.
I'm like, uh-oh. So I'm driving. And what goes on in your head to mind over matter, the pain that you have, where you're trying to like, like you're doing like pregnancy breathing, like birth breathing, like you're trying to do that. Maybe you resort to, you know, crack, like opening your belt up a little bit so it doesn't hurt
no,
so
don't
bad.
Do that. That's telling your bowels it's ready. It's
well, it's
time.
Less pressure on the tummy. Maybe it'll hang out in there a little bit longer. And then it is always when you turn on your street is when the pain turns on. Then you're standing like this in your seat and driving. And it got to the point where it was so funny because we pull in. I come whipping down the street. I pull in like, "Hey, Allie, we gotta do." Now we have a routine, and
oh god,
little girl's like, "This is her thing. She's got to take the garage door opener. I got to take it off the visor, and then she plays with the button. And she pushes the wrong one all the time. I'm like, no, and she laughs. Click, no. Click, no.
Oh god, click, we don't have time for this
right
now, Allie.
And I'm like, come on. I'm like, push the right button. Daddy's gotta go potty. Push the right button. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Push the right one. Right, 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 right. I'm dying.
I would not even let her at the remote. I'd be like, sorry.
Oh, no. We'll then she would scream and kick and cry and have a meltdown, which would take it longer to get her out of the car. So then I finally get it open. I come running around. I'm like, oh, quick. We got to go. We got to go. Hurry,
oh, my God.
Hurry,
I would have left her
in
the car. I would have been like, sorry.
Well,
come on.
It.
Let yourself in. I would. I may have, because if it's that bad... Did you just say, kid,
no,
you're either coming or...
I'm like, come on, we got to run. Of course, I'm running like a penguin because I don't want to have anything like this.
And then, for the keys, and she, I'm sure, trying to get into the door.
And then she... Then you know how they little kids, they kind of grab their thing like they got to go potty. I'm like, oh, do you have to go potty? Yes, daddy, I got to go. I'm like, no!
No!
Well, let her go wherever she wants to go, and you go up.
I said, you go upstairs, and Daddy's going to go downstairs. Okay, and she did. She ran upstairs. I ran, oh, my God.
Oh, good.
The pain, the sweat, the panic, the everything that goes along with that was just... That was, and she, of course, she's taking her time getting out of the car. Like, oh, come on,
sure, she is.
Kissing a hug. I'm like, no, come on, get out. We've all been there. I need to tell everybody.
I'm not sure why you told us that story, but thank you.
I'm feeling the pain. I feel your pain.
That was such a great story.
When you got a rumbly in your tumbly.
But you were okay. You were okay? You made it.
Yes. Yes, we achieved liftoff. Been there, done that, huh?
Well, a friend of mine did. You answered half the question. You did the penguin walk. You didn't have to do the backwards walk of shame.
No, thank God I didn't have to do the backwards walk of shame. That would be the worst.
Mm-hmm. It gets to be that bad and that hard on your stomach? Oh, yeah.
Oh,
it
hurts.
Just wait, Sandy, wait. It's going to become a time in your life when you get older. You don't dare touch the toot because it becomes a shark.
Oh my God, you guys.
Oh God.
I'm just saying, wait till you get older. I've got older friends. I'm not quite there myself, but I've been at picnics and parties, and it's like, where'd they go? Never mind. Okay.
I got to tell you, though, after having a baby, it's like, you know, soon after, there's no real strength anymore in there. So sometimes...
Yes, sneezes are your worst enemy.
You gotta just... Right.
Right.
You move just the right way, and you go, uh-oh, time for another diaper.
Do you see these people going to the Taylor Swift concert all wearing Depends, like teenagers and moms and stuff? Wearing adult diapers to the concert to like Taylor Swift shows because it's impossible or they don't want to miss a minute.
Some of the lines, even some of the men's lines in some concerts, it's like, whoa, there's no way in the world I'm going to be able to hold that.
Yeah. Yeah, isn't that crazy?
Any of you doing that? 818-2899. Did you go to the Taylor Swift show and wear Depends?
Where was there a Taylor Swift show?
Well, I don't know. People are traveling all over the place for a show.
Only if you're rich. Yeah.
Swifties are dedicated.
Swifties with Depends, wearing Depends in the audience. Jesus.
She's probably selling them at one of the tables, I'm sure, with the merch.
Hey, my friend, thank you for the call. Talk to you later.
Hey, have a good weekend, gang.
You too.
Who do you think steals more from companies, employees or customers?
Hmm.
Male or female?
Mm.
Well, you could ask Wegmans and the woman who lives in Webster. We'll talk about that.
Hey, you. It's 89 to Buzz. It's Spaziano and Sandy. Good morning to the 7 o'clock hour. 7:08. Scott Spaziano, Sandy Waters. Sunny 80s today. My God, just another 85 degree one. This is going to be this is a great weekend.
Beautiful weekend. So how loyal are you to your company? She was loyal. This Webster woman was loyal for 27 years until she was caught not being loyal.
Yes, you're right.
For almost 27 years. Wegmans. And this is your Wegmans, isn't it, Scotty?
Eastway Wegmans and, Empire, Bay and Empire in that area.
So this woman, and I always feel very uncomfortable when I see someone's name, when they do a crime like this. And I
accused, allegedly.
Accused, right. Sorry. And I kind of feel a little bit more sympathetic when it's a woman. It's not right. I know. She committed a crime. It doesn't matter that we say her name, but I feel uncomfortable saying her
name. You don't have to say her.
Isn't that weird? Like, why? She committed a crime. It should be no big deal. It's published.
Yeah, but like, if you say the name, then people might, look them up and do
bad
things.
I feel
bad
for her family.
Well,
So anyhow, this is what she's accused of, allegedly, after 27 years of working at Wegmans.
Mm-hmm.
She
last 15 was caught, in the pharmacy. Yeah,
she was caught stealing from 2014 to 2023. This is so fascinating. The crime itself. It says she utilized the enterprise system, which is used to fill customers' prescriptions, to fraudulently process approximately 350 credit card refund requests in customers' names with fictitious amounts. She then tricked the pharmacist on duty to sign off and authorize the fraudulent refund requests. Once refund requests were approved, she swiped her own bank credit card, or excuse me, debit card in the Wegmans point of sale system. That sounds like a lot is going on there. $568,000.
Oh! $500,000. Whoa! It's a lot of money. Oh, my God.
And then since 2020, 2023, she also used Wegmans gift cards to steal nearly $11,000.
Damn.
I mean, there was a lot going on here.
Why is it always women are the ones who rip places off?
You know, and I was like, it seems like every time a story like this surfaces, it's a woman.
Yeah.
A middle-aged woman. Why is that?
Maybe if it paid him better and made it equal pay, then they wouldn't do it.
Is it a female crime? And I looked it up.
It seems like it is, right?
Women were more likely than men to commit embezzlement, accounting for 61% of all embezzlement cases.
Isn't that something?
61%. But the reason why women do it versus men, is it obvious? Would they say the reason why?
Well, you know the reason why?
Yeah.
Let me guess. It's because the equal pay is not, it's not equal pay?
Oh, is that what you think? From a psychologist, why?
Okay, psychologist, why?
So get into the mind.
Well, the way you think is everybody's out to rip you off, and they make so much money anyway, it doesn't matter. That's what you portray to me as a female when it comes to big corporations and all that stuff.
That's a good guess, but no. They say women will steal, according to psychology, because of someone else. They're trying to take care of somebody else, like their kids, like their family, they feel the pressure from their spouse, a man to cheat and steal. Whereas men who do this do it because they got themselves in money trouble and they're trying to work themselves out of it.
Nobody else needs to know about, right? Mm-hmm. Gambling debts, whatever. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So a woman will explain it to herself and justify it in her own mind. Like, well, I got to take care of my kids. This is what I have to do. This is the role I play. I'm Mama Bear. I got to do this. And this is how they explain it to themselves and why they
rationalize it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Isn't that wild?
That's crazy. Martyrdom do anything for, you know, I don't know. Don't they realize that it's illegal? You can go to jail? And now your kids will have you no more.
I don't know if they're thinking it through.
Profit versus loss, like, right?
Okay, so in how many years do you have to be at a company? Are you more apt to, like, okay, I'm going to cheat and steal from my company because I'm a new employee? Or I know the workings, the inner workings of the company. Now I feel comfortable that I could slide this under the radar. Because probably. She worked there for 27 years. And it was in 2014 that she started this.
It's like the loophole theory. Like once you know the inner workings of some place and you look, oh, there's a loophole. It's smiling at me. Oh, hi, Mr. Loophole.
They actually say that employees steal
pull that loop once.
Yeah. Than customers. I mean, it's pretty close, but employees account for 43% of loss of revenue, while, like, customers, quote unquote, account for about 37%.
Like putting a ham in your pants and walking out with it.
Yeah.
So 37% is customer steal and 40-something with employees steal.
Yeah.
Huh. That's fascinating.
I don't know. So what do you think this woman should get? I mean, she could get a lot of jail time for this.
What did they say? Penalty? Oh, 20 years in prison.
20 years.
And $250,000 fine. Wow. It's crazy stuff.
So that's the deal from Wegmans.
So all you hot middle-agers out there, stop stealing.
All right. She wants her neighbor to actually pay half of the bill. Half of the bill. Not even the whole entire thing, because she's blaming her neighbor for the reason why she even got a bill in the first place.
Jerk or justified.
So you have to decide now. Help Chris out. Chris from Swain messaged us, 818-2899.
Swain. Hey,
Swain, yeah.
Wow. Hello, Chris in Swain, New York.
Here's a good Jerk or Justified episode. My neighbor came over and gave me my mail.
Uh-huh.
Very nice of him.
Mm.
But he knows I have dogs. And he was just sitting there talking and talking and talking with the door open. And now I'm in a whirlwind of crap because my dogs ended up taking off.
Oh.
I found one after he apparently looked like he got into a fight with a porcupine. He had a mouthful of quills.
Oh, no, a porcupine. They have porcupines around here?
I guess it's Wayne.
Oh, my God.
Her dog found one. And now I'm off to get the other one who is at the dog pound. So, my question, would it be jerk or justified of me to ask him to pay half of the bill?
When you get your car out of the pound, you have to pay. If you get your dog out of the pound, you have to pay?
I don't know. That's a very good question. 818-2899.
Yeah.
I'm not sure.
Okay, jerk or justified to ask the neighbor who left the door open for half the bill for the vet bill and anything else?
Yeah, all the bills that she has to deal with. And I cannot imagine, because this totally would happen to me, Chris. This absolutely, because my dog is just obnoxious when anybody comes to the door. And he is going to try with all his hardest to get out. And I could see myself frantically going, oh my God, rushing around, chasing him down. Like, she probably ran out of her house barefoot, trying to chase her freaking dogs down, searching all over the place. I mean, the panic, the fear, the heartbreak, like so many emotions she was dealing with.
Wow.
All because the neighbor is trying to do a kind gesture, give her the mail, spend a little too much time talking.
Huh. Is she jerk or justified to ask him to fit half the bill? I'd say it'd be a jerk move.
Oh, jerk.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Not that you're a jerk, Chris. I love you. But, you know, that's what you got to deal with.
You
got
to give us the other listeners why.
Well, I'm trying to put it into words. All right, so you're responsible for your dog, not the dude, right? And if he leaves the door open, say, shut the door. Don't let the dogs out. Mm-hmm. Instead of sit there and kindly talk to him and let the dogs out. Mm-hmm. And, there's just some oneness. And then, you know what? And the dogs wouldn't try to, like, escape freaking Alcatraz if you gave him a little bit more room. Like, Sandy, like, you have a kept dog, man. No wonder he wants to get out.
You are just amazing.
Keep him on a piece of leather
you
all the time.
You get the tiniest little dogs, one who barely can walk. I mean, you have no idea. You have no idea what it's like, what Chris is dealing with. Too big. I don't even know if they're big dogs or little dogs or what dogs. But you have no idea. It's not her dog. Every dog would try to dart out.
I would sue the porcupine.
Okay.
All right. So porcupines and swine.
We got one tally under jerk. 818-2899. What are you voting?
What about you? You going to reserve your judgment until a few minutes?
Ah, gosh. I don't know. I feel for Chris. I can't even imagine that moment in time, but I'm going to have to say you can't. We can't build a neighbor. I'm going to have to say jerk, too.
Yeah, you'll never bring your mail over again.
Yeah, you're going to start a feud.
Jerk or justified.
Hi, The Buzz. Jerk or justified.
Good morning, Scott and Sandy.
Hi, Chris.
Hi,
Cress.
It cost me $2,000.
Oh.
$2,000, Chris.
Oh, my God.
You didn't put that in your message. Okay, so now we're putting it to the jury. Thank you for calling in, Chris, to add that little detail of the story.
Oh, my God. All right. Thanks, honey. Hi, The Buzz. Jerk or justified.
Well, it's a total jerk.
Okay,
did you hear? She just called in and said it's a bill of $2,000.
It's a bill. Yeah, it's all her fault. It's not his fault. She has a mouth. She knows how to use it, and she can instruct the dude to shut the door. You want to chit chat? Come on in, have a seat, cup of coffee, but shut the door.
I miss you. Fired up, Trish. It's been a while since you weighed in on Jerk or Justified.
Thank you, my friend.
Yeah, I know. I know, and I keep missing those darn concert tickets.
That's all right. Just stay tuned. All right, I'll let you go. Thank you. Have a good weekend. Hi, The Buzz. Good morning. Is she jerk or justified for asking for half?
Good morning. I think it's a jerk move. I mean, they're her dogs.
Yeah.
They're her dogs. She should have them under control.
Yeah.
If somebody comes to the door, she should have put them away so they wouldn't have done that.
Yeah. Okay.
See, boy, Chris, it's not looking good for you.
I sympathize with her, but... I think it's a jerk move.
Dude, I'm hung up on porcupines and Swain. I didn't know we had porcupines around here.
I never heard of porcupines around here, so.
All right, man. Take it easy. Can you imagine? You have to put your dog under in order to get the porcupine quills out of its mouth. Oh, God. Hi, The Buzz. A final jerk or justified?
That's a big jerk there.
Right.
You know you got a dog that's going to bolt. I know I have a dog that's going to bolt. If somebody comes to my house and it's going to be a long conversation, and you want to be polite,
step out on the porch, close the door, case closed.
Yep, boom, bam.
And case is closed. Sorry, Chris.
The verdict is jerk.
Jerk
or justified. 98.9 The Buzz.
Ah, yes. 98.9 The Buzz. Good morning. It's Friday. I'm Spazano and Sandy. Just another stellar morning. Just another amazing start to your day. And it's still going to be 85 today. Late day clouds tomorrow for your weekend. Sunny, windy at times, and 72 perfect degrees. San Diego. Hello, San Diego. And sunny clouds and 70 on Sunday. It'll be a little cooler next week. We're not going to be close to 90 like we were this week.
Oh, man.
Oh, I mean, you know, I still have grass to plant, grass seed. You can't plant it when it's
this
hot.
Okay, it's all about you and your grass. It's always something with you and your grass. Mm. It's like we've been working together for 24 years, and every year you keep complaining about your grass. It's getting exhausted. Just put a bunch of stone. Just don't have grass. You're such, like, I don't know. Does anyone else do the... That person in the office, do we all have that person in the office that just complains and complains and complains about their yard work and their grass? And it's like, okay, you're not the only person with grass and yard work. Good heavens. Gotta plant grass.
You just wifed me so bad.
I know.
Jeez.
It felt so good.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, if it's Friday, it's a homestand. It's Rochester Red Wings baseball in Dan Mason, general manager. Here come the Red Wings.
We really love them. My favorite song of all time.
It's got to be. Got to be. Got dollar signs in it. Oh, what a great time at the ballpark we got. Man, what? Jeez, you guys. You've had great homestand weather. Like,
yeah.
I mean, every single time, practically,
yeah.
Right?
It's been a great start, knock on wood.
Yeah.
And it should be another great weather weekend at Innovative Field this weekend.
Sandy, I have your Philly cheesesteak here waiting for you. I'll leave it for your husband.
Oh, is it still there?
Yeah, I haven't touched
you
it yet.
You didn't eat it yet?
No, I'll leave it for your husband. But if he doesn't get here till 9, I'm eating it.
I know you are.
Tell him to hurry,
Sandy.
Put
a donut in there.
Yeah,
put a donut in there, Scott, because, you know, it's National Donut Day.
I know. Sandy, you should see Tops dropped off like 5 trillion donuts. They filled the entire green room up with. So thank you to Tops. All great people around this great community. What's going on for the homestand this weekend?
Let's see here. Tonight, we have our Women in Sports Night. Mm-hmm. So we'll have a softball clinic before the game put on by the Mercy High School softball team.
Nice.
So any girls that want to participate in the softball clinic, come out early. That starts at 5:15. Mitzi bobblehead tonight.
First
1,000 fans get a Mitzi bobblehead. And then we've got fireworks tonight as well.
Yeah, that's the best.
So, and then tomorrow night, we've got, it's social media night. So Neve Schulman from the MTV show Catfish.
Yeah.
He'll be in town to sign autographs and take pictures with fans. And fireworks tomorrow night. And, of course, we'll have social media stations set up throughout the ballpark.
Mm-hmm.
And then Sunday, Catholic Schools Day, we'll be wearing special jerseys to benefit Catholic schools. And kids can run the bases with Spikes and Mitzi.
Sandy, Catholic Schools Day.
You could be wearing your old school jersey. Do you still fit in it, Dan?
Not quite as much as I used to.
We were just talking about
yes,
guys our size losing weight beforehand. You know, between the Zweigels, they're just too tempting.
Mm-hmm,
and the sausages, they're just too tempting at the ballpark.
They're everywhere, too. Every corner that I turn, there's a Zweigels White Hot staring me in the face. What am I supposed to do?
I know.
Right.
You know, and they got
and you're
these
the
little
general manager you have to support, right? If you walk by and not eat, that means you're not supporting your team.
Yeah, have to support, to mention quality control. It's a big, big thing with me. I have to make sure everything is just right before we serve anything to our fans.
Hey, can I put a big shout out to your new head chef over at the stadium? He's top notch. Can we say his name?
Yes, Chef Keith.
Chef Keith, man,
he's amazing.
Top notch.
Yeah, last week was the pulled pork tacos, which you enjoyed, right?
I mean, he made a cilantro lime sour cream to dab on top. I mean, like, this stuff's legit. You get at the ballpark. I'm saying,
Okay.
Every Tuesday, Taco Tuesday. And today we have Philly cheesesteaks, which mm-hmm. you can get at the Black Angus stand every night of the year at Innovative Field.
Hey, so many people have been outpouring love for wonderful Milo the Bat Dog. And you guys are going to do something special. Not this weekend, right?
No, we're going to have a Milo Memorial Night mm-hmm. On June 16th. So we're going to be doing a poster giveaway to the first 5,000 fans of the goodest boy, Milo. Mm-hmm. And we'll be doing a pregame ceremony to honor Milo as well as his owner, Josh Schneider, who will be at the ballpark that night.
And you'll throw the first pitch, huh?
Josh is going to be throwing out the first pitch. Yes.
That's cool.
So it should be a special night as we honor the goodest boy and Josh, and continues to get incredible support from our fans, and people just really fell in love with Milo.
And they're keeping their philanthropic efforts up too, aren't they?
No doubt about it.
Yeah.
So we'll be announcing something that night. Milo raised a lot of money by fetching bats over the last 4 years, and his legacy will continue this year for sure.
Oh, that's awesome. All right, Dan, thanks so much for coming in. Appreciate the Red Wings being in town. You need to get to the ball game this year. You need to get to the ball game. Get out to Red Wings. Get the tickets. How?
Tickets available at redwingsbaseball.com or give us a buzz at 423-WING.
All right, we'll see you in 2 weeks for Milo night. Okay?
You got it. See you guys.
It's 98.9 The Buzz. Spisiano, Sandy. Scott Spisiano, Sandy Waters. Jill Schlesinger, CBS News. Coming up here in just a second.
Oh, this is going to be so good to have her on with this discussion, this conversation, because we're doing good or bad parenting right now. Wallet Hub just put out the total credit card debt that Americans owe. It is alarmingly more than what it has been for a while. $1.2 trillion at the end of 2022.
Trillion!
Trillion!
$1 trillion!
With an average interest rate on a new card is 24%.
Mm-hmm.
On average, each family has, so if you have credit card debt, you're not alone, because each family on average holds $10,000 in credit card debt.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
If you notice that your child in their 20s is starting to go down that path and having a lot of credit card debt, you as the parent, good or bad parenting, to take their card away.
Uh-oh.
Good parent or bad parent?
Good morning to Buzz. How are you? You take away the credit card if your kid maxes it out.
That is great parenting. You're doing that kid a favor.
Yeah.
Why is that?
I was at that point. I was $40,000 in debt with mm-hmm. credit card debt back around the early 2000s.
And your dad took it away from you?
My spouse did.
Yeah. Even
no,
funnier.
That's good.
I've been debt-free for like 12 years now, and if you don't have the money to pay it off when the bill comes, you really don't need it that bad at all if you stop and really look and think about it.
Now, you know, like in the moment, you were probably ticked off at your spouse. But now, reflecting back, you appreciate it.
Mm-hmm. Big time.
Lesson learned,
and I have actually more respect for the ex now because of that.
The ex, even, wow, ooh, that's crazy. I love it.
Well, there's a lot of people who say that, and we just got a bunch of text messages that are saying, because of inflation, and that's what they're saying. Wallet mm-hmm. Hub is saying that too, agreeing with that. People just can't afford the bare necessities now.
Yeah.
They have to put it on credit.
Right.
I don't have cable television. I don't smoke. I don't drink. I don't use drugs. All that's disposable income that I don't have to dispose of.
Mm-hmm.
You have a lot more money without doing any of that stuff. Plus, I don't eat out. I cook at home.
Yeah, it's cheaper.
I'm not, Bank of America here.
Understanding your money.
That's a good one.
CBS News business analyst, Jill Schlesinger.
Jill Schlesinger, good morning. Good morning. Thank you for listening in on that call. I appreciate it.
Oh, it's tough, man.
Yeah.
Well, can we just get back to like the idea that people have been running up credit card debt? The reason why this has happened, it's usually most people run up credit card debt because of what we just, what you just said, which is like prices have gone up, they mm-hmm. plowed through their savings. It's like a little post-pandemic hangover. And I think it was amazing during the pandemic, people saved so much money. We had mm-hmm. nothing to spend money on, right? And then they had that money, they had some fun, maybe they bought a car, and then all of a sudden prices started to really get out of control, and the savings was gone.
Yeah.
And so they racked up credit card debt. When it comes to the kids, though, it's really hard. But if you have, like, say, a 22, 23-year-old, they get their first credit card, it's very difficult to explain just how pernicious credit card debt can become. Mm. And so I think what you can do as a parent is try to educate the kids before they get the credit card. Mm-hmm. They probably won't believe you. And if you've made them a an approved card holder on your own account, I would use that very gingerly. One really good way to get people started with a credit card is to get something called a secured credit card, which will not allow them to go crazy. It will only allow a certain amount of money to be spent, and then the card just basically, it almost acts like a prepaid debit card. It almost feels like that.
Yeah.
You advance money to the credit card company, and there's $500, and then the bills get paid against that. But it's a very good way to introduce people to the concept of credit cards. And when I say kids, sometimes it's not just kids. Sometimes it's people who are starting out or restarting their lives, and it can be really important to just try to develop that habit. And if you have credit card debt, the if you're lucky enough that you like, okay, I have the credit card debt. I stopped the bleeding, right?
Mm-hmm.
And now you're just trying to pay it off. I think the most important thing to do is to like just create some sort of system so you're trying to pay a little bit extra every month and make it automatic. If you don't make it automatic, it's very difficult to get ahead of it.
Okay. There's a lot of listeners asking if they can't stop the bleeding, and this is how they're surviving, is with their credit card.
Mm-hmm.
Is there any suggestion, any tips you can offer up?
Well, I mean, look, if you are, I mean, chances are, if that's where you are, and, you know, you may have to really think through whether or not you are in a place where this is ever going to stop. So that's really, I think, the most important part. Like, you've gone through, you've done everything you can do. Like, I have combed through my budget. I do not make enough money to pay all of my bills. And I think that's a different kind of a question, because then if you really can't get out from under it, then you do actually kind of have to think about, do I want to declare bankruptcy talk to a lawyer? It's a terrible thing to, you know, I don't want to be judgmental about it, because most people get into credit card debt not because of spending.
No, it's mostly slippery slope.
It's an event. Mm-hmm. I have a medical thing. Mm. I had to put on the credit card. My dog needed an emergency. It's like something like that that then builds up, and then you can't get out from under. And so what you do is you need to talk to an attorney and see if that makes sense for you. There are some free resources about, you know, bankruptcy and people getting their hands held. What bankruptcy does, it's a legal process. It says, okay, all the creditors, they get wiped out, right?
Mm-hmm.
This doesn't work, by the way, if you owe money to the government. So student loans do not get wiped out, number one, and taxes that are owed do not get wiped out.
Mm-hmm.
So if you get those wiped out, what's the ramification is you cannot get credit anymore. You're done.
Yeah.
Like, it will not actually, you will not be able to get credit for at least, like, probably like 44 years. It could be as long as 10 years. It can also impact your ability to get a car. It can also impact your ability to rent an apartment. So all of these things come into play that you have to really think through whether or not you can get out from under it. But a lot of people will tell me, I can't get out from under it. And I talk it through with them, and I'm like, yeah, you can.
Yes. That's why you go to JillOnMoney.com for all her tips and tricks and all of her podcasts and
blog. Exactly.
Yes, right. That's
tips
another
and
reason.
Trips. I like that.
Tips
I like that.
Tricks.
Yeah,
anyway,
exactly.
Jill Schlesinger,
right,
love you lots. Thank you so much for doing this.
You.
Appreciate it.
Thank you.
See you later. It's 99 to Buzz. Pisano and Sandy. Okay. It's the weekend.
Everybody into the pool.
Yeah, let's go. It's Pisano and Sandy. What's going on? We're getting into the pool with Joanne Ryan and Fred Flintstone. Joanne Ryan from Ronald McDonald's Charities of Rochester. Good morning, Joanne. How are you? Happy spring or something. Whatever.
Good morning.
Whatever
Happy
we are.
Spring summer to you.
Yeah, spring summer. yeah, we're going to kick off the weekend in just a few minutes. And we've got our song, Southside Johnny Asbury Jukes. We're having a party coming up in just a bit.
Yeah.
But boy, again, the Ronald McDonald House Charities putting on a great event, and we want to bring some attention to it.
Thank you so much. Yes, on June 19th, we are hosting our 8th annual Red Tie Golf Classic at Arundel Park Country Club.
Mm-hmm.
And I am happy to say that it is almost full. We almost have our full foursomes. We have actually 3 slots left, so there are 3 foursomes still available. And you can jump on our website if you're at all interested. You don't want to miss this event. It's amazing. And, of course, Scott and Sandy will be our MCs again.
Oh, yeah.
So
yeah.
It's going to be a wonderful day of golf. Hoping you have beautiful weather and a great turnout because it's for a wonderful cause.
I got some golf envy going on since PGA came and gone. I really,
no.
Yeah, I know.
Right.
Kind of like, you know. I was like stuck to the TV the whole weekend and saw the amazing Michael Block like phenomenon thing happen. It was just so cool. But
you know, it's funny, those moments, like, you know, when you see them, you just can't believe you saw them. And then, of course, there are those people like me that look away for that split second when it happens. And everyone's telling you that it did, and you're like, no, it didn't. And then it takes them a minute to replay it. And
I know, right?
One second, I looked away to fill the popcorn bowl for everybody. How?
You and my cousin Chris, you're at his house. I'm like, dude, it was just a hole-in-one. He goes, no, it wasn't. I'm like, yes, get back in here. And then I kept showing it over and over again. He was still busy. Right. I'm like, damn, dude. Right.
Ronald McDonald House Charities. I mean, you guys have been around forever. For somebody who doesn't really know, can you give us just an overview of what you do?
Yeah, if you think about Ronald McDonald House Charities, we are one of 387 chapters in the world in 65 countries. There are 176 in the U.S., 5 in New York State. And we're so fortunate to have one right here in Rochester. And if you think about what we do in terms of a big hug for the family, that's kind of the simplest way to put it, but it really does mean that. When the kids are in care, and we are so fortunate to be in this region to have state-of-the-art pediatric care, but children that are critically ill or injured, in that moment, those families have additional supports through the house. So the logistical things are addressed, food, transportation, lodging, of course, are all the key things that we provide. But in addition to that, it's just the emotional support of knowing that you're close, that you are at the bedside, and you can step away for a moment and have your own needs met so that you can be your best individual supporter of that child's recovery.
That's wonderful, yeah. And how many years has the Ronald McDonald House been in Rochester as an organization?
We have been here for 33 years.
Wow.
Our Westmoreland house was our first house, 24 private rooms, private ensuite baths. There's a house within the hospital that had 7 private rooms, 7 private baths. We have 2 sleep rooms at Unity Hospital, and we have 4 family rooms throughout the city located in various hospitals. So the beauty of what we do is we support the entire community. We are aligned with both URMC, Golisano Children's, Strong Memorial Hospital, and Rochester Regional, currently right through Unity Hospital, but also looking to bring Rochester General services online as well.
That's great.
And this is free for the families. I mean, this is...
It is, totally. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's why we got to do events.
Yeah, we got to do events like this.
Exactly.
So June 18th is the date, the annual... Ronald McDonald House Red Tie Classic, and you said 3 spots are still
three
open.
3 spots, yes.
Those are foursomes, right?
Foursomes. 3 foursomes are still open. Actually, Sandy, it's June 19th, Monday, June 19th.
Oh, June 19th, sorry.
And, yep. No worries.
And oh, God, so, good thing, because I would have showed up on the 18th. Where is everybody?
It's Sunday. Go home.
No worries. We would have found you. So.
All right, before. All right, so you can go to what's the website we can get the info at?
It's rmhcrochester.org, and you can sign up right online. It'll be a first-come, first-served, so if you are interested, I would encourage you to do so this morning.
Yeah.
It's a 10 o'clock, 9 o'clock registration, 10 o'clock scramble start. We started earlier in the day this year. It is a holiday. It is Juneteenth, so that families can rejoin at the end of the day and enjoy some of the afternoon. So
beautiful.
There was some intentional decision to push it up a little bit because of the holiday.
Yeah, we'll be done by like 3-4-ish at the latest,
yeah.
Right?
Right.
Perfect.
Right.
All right.
And we're going to have, one more thing. We're also going to have roses for sale so that if you are golfing throughout the day and you would like to bring roses home to your significant other, it's a great way to ease back into the house that day.
So. I love that. And
that
I also understand. Yeah, I also understand if I'm going to go to Delta Sauna and get my car washed today, I can also help you guys.
Yes, absolutely. The whole month of June, there's a roundup campaign happening through Delta Sonic. Whether you're getting your car washed, your oil changed, whether you're in the convenience store buying wonderful snacks, if you ask them or tell them you'd like to round up to the nearest dollar, 100% of those proceeds come back to the house.
Sounds good.
Awesome. And we had Dan Mason on, too, from Innovative Field, the Red Wings. And you have a day coming up where we dedicate it to you guys.
Yes. Yes, actually, June 25th, big month in June for the Ronald McDonald House, is the Ronald McDonald House. We are partnering with the Greater Rochester McDonald's owner-operators. They are a sponsor for the event, the Red Wings, and we are actually going to have a Hits for the House throughout the season, but that will be a game dedicated to the house as well.
Excellent. Awesome. Now, as we get closer to that, we'll talk more about it. All right, so it's time now, Joanne, to do the the our Quickly's Town Trivia, Community Town Trivia, okay? We're going to ask you a little local question and see if, you know, see how knowledgeable you are.
Don't because, be nervous.
Yeah, you got your Red Tide Golf Classic going on here. You do it every single year. So let's make it golf. PGA Championship.
Yeah.
5 times this guy won the PGA Championship. But at the age of 5 in Rochester, New York, where he grew up, he discovered the game of golf, and the first course that he played was the one that he created in the family cow pasture. He said I would hear the cows all in one, I'd herd them in all one spot where I could make a hole, so he'd eat the grass and make a close putting surface. This guy was born in 1892. Ooh. Who is the famous golfer from Rochester, New York?
The famous golfer. Let's see, Babe Ruth played baseball. Phil Mickelson?
Phil Mickelson is not correct, even though he does come here a lot. The answer is Walter Hagen.
Walter Hagen.
Yes, oh, the famous Sir Walter. Sir Walter.
I apologize to the Hagen family.
I don't know if they're even around anymore. All right, let's kick off the weekend here on 98.9 The Buzz. Thank you. I appreciate that. Hold on. Stay right there.
It's another rock and roll weekend. Let the weekend begin.
Thank God it's Friday.
Friday. Can you get that done by Friday?
Weekend Warriors.
Friday.
Get it done by Friday.
Living for the weekend.
Lots going on. We've got the Rochester Greek Festival heading up all this weekend.
Yep, Fairport Canal Days, Soapbox Derby is going on too. And no matter what you're doing this weekend, where you're going, a Quickly's is sure to be nearby. If you need to fuel up, stop inside for a hot cup of coffee, ice cold drink, or locally made snacks. Make today the day you shop your local Quickly's convenience store.
Joanne Ryan, thank you so much. Ronald McDonald Charities, thank you so much. Just check out, see if you can get in last minute to the Red Tide Golf Classic that they're holding up in the next couple weeks here. It's now time to kick
off
the weekend!
Yay! Southside Johnny in the Buzz!
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.